Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Ephraim. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Hour number three of a three-hour show. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got Tyler Dragon, the NFL and NBA reporter for USA Today. Of course, we'll talk football with him, but he will join us at the bottom of the hour. And quickly, before we get into our topic, Ephraim, I've got the on the NBA channel, NBA TV. They've got game one of the 2001 NBA Finals, Lakers-Sixers, where the Lakers lost that first game and then won 4-1. Shaq, Kobe, Allen Iverson.
That's on right now?
Greats, but yes, yes. And what's hitting me is it looks like a different game to some degree. It looks so much more physical. And I don't mean, because obviously that's not the 80s and 90s, you know what I mean, where they were hammering guys. But the fact that the paint is so clogged up, I mean, you've got three guys in the paint from each team. And, you know, that's always what I say is you hear teams talk today about, well, you know, they don't even want one guy posting up. Oh, he can clog up the lane. And I'm like, man, back in the day, when you drove to the bucket, it was going to be six or seven people in there, in the paint, right? And yeah, you had to know how to finish. And it's just really interesting. But I'm telling you, it looks almost like a completely different game. Guys from today, particularly the analytics crew, they would say that their floor spacing is horrendous. Because there's, you know, they're not all spread out along the three-point line. It's very interesting just to watch the difference.
Yeah, I'm watching it now. And
doesn't it? Am I wrong?
No,
or?
I got a tear in my eye. It's like, you know, it's so funny because guys would drive to the basket and actually attempt a layup, opposed to now when someone drives to the basket, they catapult the ball
right out. Right,
25 feet behind the line, and it's just Man, Shaq was big. Oof, good Lord. It just, you can break somebody down off the dribble. Nowadays, the mentality is you break somebody down, get to the rim, and look for the three. You look for the kick out.
Right.
We've seen guys wide open for a layup. All they got to do is just fillet the ball over the rim.
Yep.
And they won't even look at the rim. They'll jump in the air, completely look out, and see who's open at the three-point line. That part of the game, I don't agree with. You get your bucket.
And you know where it came from, because this is 2001. And then a few years later, we began losing in international play. Or even before this, remember, I think it was the 2000 Olympics when Lithuania almost upset like Vince Carter, Kevin Garnett, Gary Payton, all those guys. It was because we were trading 2 points for 3 points. Obviously, our team was much more talented, but these lesser talented teams doing what you're talking about, driving to the hole and kicking out to a large degree, they were killing us from three. And eventually they started beating us. And so the NBA has adopted a lot of that. And I just always think it's better with a mix, Ephraim. Like, you see guys here shooting mid-range shots, setting up to get mid-range shots, and you have some analytics and some team people that don't even want a mid-range jumper. And I always say, well, hold up. A lot of the most successful teams recently.
Today.
Golden State, who shoots a lot of threes, but with Durant, they were shooting a lot of mid-range jump shots. Phoenix. These are teams that shoot with Jamal Murray.
Right.
Mid-range jumper.
Because it's wide open every time.
Yep. Especially today. You're right.
It's wide open. Nobody's guarding the mid-range. They will give that. Will run you off the three-point line and give you the mid-range jumper no one is taking. DeMar DeRozan is one of the top players in the league because of the mid-range jump shot.
Yep. And look, when they're healthy, the Clippers are tough to deal with.
Kawhi, Paul George, mid-range, because you're so – teams don't want you to shoot the three. So when they break down on you, when they cover, they're out of position. They're just covering for you not – they'll run you off, run them off the line. You will hear that. Run them off the line. So you run them off the line, you take one dribble, free throw line extended, 15-footer, wide open. No hand in your face, no anything.
Yep. And they want to, because they want to stop you from the three, like you said.
That's it.
And also from a layup or dunk.
And nobody teaches
mid-range.
So you're
getting that whole mid-range.
So kids are coming into the league without a mid-range jump shot.
Right.
Just working on it. It used to be they came into the league without a three-point shot.
Yep.
Now they're coming into the league without a mid-range jump shot.
And you know what I say is you can work on both.
Both.
And I say this to big men. Like, look, just because, yes, today you're going to want to learn how to shoot the three and step out and shoot jumpers as a big if you're growing up, that doesn't mean you can't also develop a nice post game. You can do both.
Post game, the lost art of scoring the basketball from 5 feet out.
Yep.
The lost art.
And look who knows how to do that. All that, Nikola Jokic.
He knows
that guy, him.
That's how you train.
Yep.
That's how I train my kids.
All right, let's go to football. This one's interesting. I don't know if you heard about this situation. Okay. Mekhi Becton, the lineman, offensive lineman for the Jets, very highly touted, but's been injured about 2 years. Is back playing, but he's got a knee injury and he's coming back, but he's sitting out a little bit. He was talking about being excited about playing in this Hall of Fame game last night, exhibition. And he was supposed to play 20 to 25 plays. Well, after 7 plays, he didn't like playing on the AstroTurf with his, knee. And he took himself out. He says, I'm all good. I just didn't like the turf. And Robert Saleh said it's about confidence. So Saleh said he's basically good, too, physically. Here's Mekhi Becton explaining.
Isn't friendly for people of my size and my type of injury. So I was feeling it in warm up. So I just pulled myself a little early. I'm good though. I'm sure.
Now he was not saying it's not friendly. He meant the turf. Bart Scott, and I was just driving into New York to do First Things First, and I'm listening to the radio, and I heard Bart Scott go off, you know, former NFL linebacker, go off on Becton talking about, you know, he needs to be out. If it's not structurally damaged, he needs to be out there playing through the pain. Here's Bart Scott talking.
See, at some point, you got to be able to push through uncomfortability. Like, we need to evaluate. Like, because you're having these concerns and you're not full going, you're not confident in your knee, I can't in good faith consider you a starter. Do you have the mental toughness to fight through injury? Dwayne Brown played last year with two torn rotator cuffs.
Yeah.
Like, some people just built different. Football is about managing pain. Nobody's healthy. Everybody's uncomfortable. Those who are willing to play and block it out go on consecutive streaks like 11 years in a row. Ever since his rookie year, he's always not shown the toughness that I wanted. Like, I'm going to play through it. Like, it's been 600 days, bro. Like, it's been 600 days. Listen. It's $100 million out there for guys that's your size that can play well. Now, I don't care how bad my damn knee hurt. As long as it's structurally together, who cares if it's painful or if it aches?
Well, Ephraim, your thoughts.
First off, everybody built different. And I've come back from knee surgery early, too early, probably. Well, yeah, it was 11 days after that surgery, so yeah, I would say that was...
What,
that
11 was the, days after
yeah, bro,
surgery?
I'm built different.
This has been 691 for Mekhi Becton.
Yeah, at that point, you just got to go, brother. You got to go. And the only way you can build confidence in your knee is to play through it, right? Play through it. He was playing well from what I saw. And so,
yeah, he was blocking on that 57-yard touchdown.
Yeah, he played well.
Or a pass, not touchdown.
But he needs to be able to mentally get himself together and ready to go. Because if you can't do that, you'll always have something in the back of your mind saying, look at this grass. This is loose grass out here. Oh, this turf don't, right? You can trick yourself into thinking something isn't safe. Yep. It happens all the time. You got to coming back from injury is, or especially multiple injuries, it's tough. It's tough. It's psychological. That's the war. It's not the physical aspect of it. It's the psychological approach to it. And so, unless he's ready to make that step, then it's going. Just we'll see this again.
Like, well, the Jets don't play on real grass.
Very few people do.
Right. So
very few people do.
I
think is a shame, but that's a whole nother topic.
Right. I've been saying that for years. I wish they'd all go to grass. You know, that.
Yeah, they have the money to do it.
Yep.
Whether it's indoors or outdoors.
Yep.
You just have to have the ability or the want to pay to have the grass taken care of.
No doubt.
It's crazy.
No doubt. But look, Robert Saleh, as I said, his quote kind of backs up what you And Bart Scott, I think you guys are kind of on the same page. It backs up what you said. Saleh said this, he's fine. It's just, again, he's got to build confidence in that knee and be able to push through whatever he might be feeling. So structurally, it seems fine. And obviously, if the structure of your knee is compromised, that's a whole nother story. But if it's fine and it's just sore and you have to play through it, then, like you said, he got to play through it. And go ahead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, hey, man, football is hard. It's hard. It's glamorous. It's exciting. You bet on it, all of that. But the bottom line, it's hard.
Yeah.
Don't you think everybody on the planet Earth would be wanting to be a professional football player? It's not just a physical aspect. Once you get there, everybody's big, everybody's strong, everybody's fast. It's your mental approach and your mental capabilities that'll get you to the league and keep you in the league. I wasn't the biggest or the strongest by any stretch of the imagination, but I was able to start over 100 and however many games.
There it is.
Because I was mentally tougher than a lot of my peers are, you know, even my opponents. It's just you got to take a different approach to it.
All right. It is the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam. We want your opinions. 877-99 on Fox. Mekhi Becton took himself out after seven plays last night. First of all, is this a bad omen for the Jets? Because they could use him on that offensive line. And are you with Bart Scott and Ephraim Salaam that, hey, you got to fight through the pain, man, and play? Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Mekhi Becton pulling himself after seven plays. I think Ephraim might have his mic not on. So we'll get to your calls in a minute. But what we're talking about is Mekhi Becton. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, let's get to the calls. 877-99 on Fox.
We got Andy and Virginia. You on the Odd Couple with Chris and Ephraim. What you got?
What's going on, Chris? It's fifth time calling in. I appreciate your channel, man. I listen to it all the time at work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But anyway, I kind of see both points, but I look at it like this. If he don't kind of get out there, you could have a Ben Simmons situation on your hands where he's not mentally getting himself ready to come out and play. But also, if he don't protect his body and he puts himself and has another career-ending surgery, then we're going to be having a conversation about why didn't the coaching staff do him right? Why did they put him out too early? We're going to have a conversation about field and AstroTurf. And then we're going to call the young man a bust when right now we're telling him he needs to be on the field and fight through the pain. So I get both perspectives, but I just think he should be taking care of himself first before he puts himself back on the field like that. But I appreciate you.
Now, was he in pain? He didn't say he was in pain, right?
No.
He just said, so I don't know if it's even a situation where he feels pain and he's trying to push through the pain because he's healthy. He's healed. That's what we've heard. He said he didn't like the turf, the feel of the turf. And for someone his size, you know, he didn't feel like he should have been out there on that turf. He didn't say I aggravated it or I tweaked it or it hurt or anything like that, correct?
No, he didn't. He didn't say that. And he said he's good. And to your point, I mean, most of their games are going to be on turf. So I get it. I mean, look, at the end of the day, is it worth, if you're uncomfortable, is it worth going out there in a freaking preseason game? No.
No, no.
But
especially not the first
if
one,
it's
the
a
extra
mental,
one.
Right. If it's a mental thing, though. And man, gosh, you hate to even say the name Ben Simmons in association with Mekhi Becton, but he's got to fight over it. It's as simple. And I imagine Ephraim, everybody. Now you came back 11 days later, so maybe not you, but I would imagine everybody coming back from injuries like this, there is a little bit of apprehension and hesitation at first.
That's the mental block you got to get over.
Right.
That's you had to fight with yourself. The doctor would be like, hey, man, you're ready to go. You're good to go. And if you allow yourself to succumb to that, that's why they have sports psychologists work with teams. Right. You got to be able to mentally get yourself prepared to go out there and know we've done everything we can strength and structural wise for you to be OK. Now it's up to you. All right. Let's go to Brad in Minnesota. You on the Odd Couple with Chris and Ephraim. What you got?
Hi, guys. I think that he's great in pulling himself out. I don't see any issue with getting yourself hurt in a preseason game. I think if it's like these, I watched that quarterback program and these guys have their own personal trainers and stuff. I think that he's probably on top of his own situation. And I guess I don't have a problem with him pulling himself out and then saving himself for the real season.
Well, I understand that, Brad, and hopefully that's what it is.
Right.
They got three more preseason games to go.
How many years has he played?
His third year.
He was hurt. Well, he played his first year for the most part, 14 games, then was hurt in his second year, only played one game, and didn't play at all last year.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be his third year playing.
So he has to be able to get himself. And I know he's scared. He's missed a lot of football. He's missed over 600 and something days of actually being on the field from an injury. But at a certain point, you got to go or you aren't going to be able to play. You have to get yourself physically, mentally ready to go. They said physically he's ready to go. So now the biggest hurdle is the mental block, which is, oh, my God, I don't want to go out here and mess it up again. You definitely don't want to do that in a preseason game, but you do need the reps. You do need the reps.
No doubt about that. So he's going to have to figure it out. And he could have a lot of money waiting for him if he does figure it out. Like I said, they do need him on there, or they could use him on that offensive line. They got to protect Aaron Rodgers. So we'll see how it goes for him. But we got Tyler Dragon, NFL and NBA reporter for USA Today, coming up in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Our next guest is the NFL and NBA reporter for USA Today. He is down there in Birmingham, Alabama, where Rob Parker was inducted into the National Association of Black Journalists Hall of Fame. Congratulations to Rob. We welcome in Tyler Dragon. Tyler, how are you?
I'm doing good tonight. How are you two doing?
Excellent.
We are great. We are great, man. We want to talk some NFL. And we were just talking about the Mekhi Becton situation in New York. Now, you know, last night in the Hall of Fame game, he played for the first time in about almost two years and pulled himself after seven plays. He was supposed to play about 20-25. They said it's not an injury, it's not a reaggravation, but he just didn't feel comfortable. Robert Saleh talked about him getting his confidence back. What can you tell us about this situation? I mean, they're going to need him to protect Aaron Rodgers. So what are you hearing around the league about, you know, his state of mind? Because it seems like it's more a state of mind than a state of his physical well-being.
Yeah, you know, he was disgruntled when the Jets switched him over tackle positions because he wanted to play left tackle. Then they switched him to right tackle. Then he started... said his injuries were as a result of his position switch, and he's really kind of been disgruntled ever since. That time away from the game, he's obviously accumulated a lot of rust. And it showed last night, even though he took himself out, there's just some frustration I am hearing. And really, I think the Jets have an offensive line problem altogether because their offensive line is not that great. and they need to protect a nearly 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers. We all know that he needs protection, especially pushing 40. You all talked about not getting hit playing football and didn't like getting hit. Well, imagine getting hit when you're 40 years old by a bunch of 20-something-year-olds. So they really need protection and along that offensive line, you know, starting with Beckham, too, because the Jets, they have high expectations for him, spending a first-round pick in 2020. And thus far, he has not lived up to expectations.
Well, I mean, it's safe to say that this is a make-or-break year for this young man. Going into his fourth year, if he doesn't show any type of promise, I doubt highly they pick up his fifth-year option. It's at that position, you got to be tough as nails, man. And I was just telling a story about some of the things that I did that probably weren't that smart. But what we knew was the team could count on me. When the chips were down, I told them there's not a bunch of left tackles just hanging around or right tackles just hanging around. Once you got two tackles, that's pretty much all you got and a Band-Aid from time to time.
Yeah, you definitely need that linchpin on the left and the right side in today's NFL game. You look at the really good teams around the National Football League, they have solid protection up front. And you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, the story entering training camp and entering this season is how well they're going to be able to protect Patrick Mahomes with those two new tackles. But around the National Football League, the best teams have solid protection because you're going to be able to run the football, throw the football, and protect the quarterback. The Jets need that, especially with aging Aaron Rodgers.
Let me follow up with speaking of Aaron Rodgers, the expectation for the Jets are through the roof. I mean, they won 7 games with no quarterback, so they figure, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, that's going to get you 3-4 wins. What are you seeing, and what are your expectations of this Jets team this season?
I expect it to be a playoff team. If they don't make the playoffs, they should deem this season a failure. They have a top-rated defense, as you all alluded to, and their offense was really just missing a quarterback. Breece Hall is coming back healthy, and you have a really solid receiving corps with the reigning rookie of the year, Garrett Wilson. You added Alan Lazard, you got Corey Davis, so you plug in Aaron Rodgers, a future Hall of Famer who still has plenty left in the tank. The Jets should be a playoff team, and they should contend in the division with the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills. I still do believe the Bills have the edge in the division. They know how to win and know how to win those tough division games. So I have the Bills winning the AFC East, but I have the Jets finishing second.
Let's stick with quarterback, but go to San Francisco. Looks like Brock Purdy's the starter, at least for now. Sam Darnold's being compared to Steve Young by Kyle Shanahan. What is going to happen with Trey Lance, in your opinion? What's the thinking around the league? Like, would there be a legitimate trade market for him if they go that route?
I believe there would be. First-round pick, still has a whole lot of potential. He's just raw as a quarterback. And in the short sample size, you can see it. He doesn't really read defenses well. He doesn't process well. And that is attributed to not getting a lot of game action. And he hasn't had that since college because of injury, the COVID season in college. He just needs those live game reps. And I'm afraid he probably won't be getting it because the 49ers have pretty much already declared Brock Purdy is the starter, barring any setbacks with his elbow injury. But I do imagine if the 49ers want to trade Trey Lance, they are going to have teams come calling for him because there are not a shortage of teams that are hungry for young, athletic, mobile quarterbacks with strong arms.
Let's switch over to the NBA since you're, like me, well-versed in all of the sports. Anthony Davis just signed his extension. He'll be making $62 million a year on that three-year extension. How do you feel? Is this the right move for the Lakers moving forward? Because this is pushing Anthony Davis post-LeBron.
Yeah, well, you have to have somebody. In L.A., it's the land of stars. And after LeBron leaves, if you don't have an Anthony Davis, you have no stars. And if you have no stars in L.A., you are not going to have any fans in the seats. So I think it's the right move for the Lakers. Anthony Davis played pretty well when he was on the court. That's been the problem with Anthony Davis. Can he stay on the court and continue to be healthy? I believe the Lakers have a shot at being a title contender this coming season if AD and LeBron can stay healthy, because that's the biggest question. LeBron is still one of the best players in the league, and a motivated Anthony Davis, as we saw in that Golden State Warriors series, he can still be a dominant player and one of the best players in the NBA. He just has to be consistent and be on the court.
I want to, before you go, and we have about 2 minutes for your answer, I want to go back to the NFL. Because you see Chris Jones holding out and he wants a contract extension. And I thought that Patrick Mahomes, by him taking lesser money, taking a longer deal with a lot of flexibility, that they would be able to avoid stuff like this. But we saw him lose Tyreek Hill because they didn't want to pay him. Travis Kelce's talked about he's taking less money. And now, you know, we've seen other players leave for whatever reason. But now you got this issue with Chris Jones. Do you think that, you know, we heard with Tom Brady a lot, he took the less money, but they didn't necessarily use that money on other players. Do you think the Chiefs are pulling a bait and switch on Mahomes or anything?
So from sources I'm hearing in Kansas City, I'm hearing that Chris Jones wants Aaron Donald money. And yep. He either match Aaron Donald or maybe be a little bit above that. And the Chiefs and pretty much everybody else does not think he is an Aaron Donald's level. However, he's a notch below. He's probably the second best interior defensive tackle in the NFL. So the Chiefs want him to come in around that like 28 annually million mark, but he wants around that 30 mark. So I think that is where the disagreement lies right there. I believe once the season gets closer, the regular season comes, they'll meet somewhere in the middle, and Chris Jones will be a rich man in Kansas City once again.
Could you see him sitting out maybe a couple of games, maybe to show, hey, that's how much y'all need me?
I don't think they're at that point yet. I do believe that Chiefs recognize the value of Chris Jones. They do not win last year's Super Bowl without him. They don't even beat the Bengals without him.
Right, right. All right. That is Tyler Dragon, NFL and NBA reporter for USA Today. Does a terrific job. Thanks, brother. Keep up the great work.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great night.
Absolutely.
Yep, you too. All right. It's Super Bowl or bust in Dallas. So says Dak Prescott. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Ozuna belts one way up in the air, deep to left field, and that's out of the ballpark altogether. Out there onto Waveland Avenue, and the Braves go back-to-back for the 14th time this year. 5-0 Atlanta.
All right, that was the Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. And Dak Prescott was talking this week, Ephraim, and he admitted, he said it's Super Bowl or bust for the Cowboys. He said it's like that every year for them. And while there are teams that, obviously, I'm sure every team enters the season thinking Super Bowl, of course. But obviously, there are teams that aren't there and at that level, and it's not really realistic. But the Cowboys, at the level they're at and being who they are and with their owner running his mouth all the time about how good they are, it's always Super Bowl or bust in Dallas, Ephraim. Always.
Well, yeah, but they're in theory, that's correct, right? You're America's team. Yeah, of course, you go into the season, we're going to the Super Bowl, or it's a failure. But in reality, there's no path there for them. And it hasn't
really
been. No.
This year?
No.
Why not? Because, I mean, I'm not saying they should be the favorites, But I think, and look, mate, somebody will probably emerge, a Detroit, I don't know, Carolina with Bryce Young yet, but they obviously are pretty good. But I think there's three top teams in the NFC, San Francisco, Dallas, and Philly, not in that order, but those three. And I'm not, I wouldn't pick Dallas, but I'm surprised you're saying there's no chance.
No, there's no path there. Number one, look, Dak Prescott is a middle-of-the-road type quarterback. He got paid a lot of money, but, you know, is in your opinion, is Dak Prescott, given his body of work, is he a Super Bowl-winning quarterback or an elite quarterback?
He's not elite. I used to say on these airwaves, well, he was en route to being elite.
He was en route there.
Right, but he made a turn.
He made a left turn.
Right.
He was driving. He was like, ooh, the Krispy Kreme hot donut sign is on, and he hit that left, and he could not find his way back. He could not find his way back. And
no,
so
I said, and I think he's what I thought he was initially, like when he first entered the league, had a great rookie year. I said he's a game manager who can make plays with his arms and his legs. Like, you know, most games managers can't necessarily do that. But that's so it's a nice game manager. He's a good quarterback, but I agree, he's not elite. And when they have to put the game on his shoulders,
man,
or his arm,
good luck, brother.
They don't win that much.
Good luck.
He's better with a great running game. You know, he'll make some plays here and there, but if he's going to be your focal point, I don't think he cares. But I would say this, if they're strong enough elsewhere, I do think you could win a Super Bowl with him. He just can't be the guy that, you know, it's like not like Mahomes or Burrow or Allen or somebody like that.
Yeah, because he's going to have to out-duel one of those guys. Whew. Right? He's going to have to out-duel Mr. Irrelevant. He's going to have to out-duel in his own conference Jalen Hurts. Like, when we start talking about the Super Bowl, then you got to go through the gauntlet, right? Number one, you got to go through the gauntlet of the NFC, and then you got to go face whoever comes out of the AFC. And, brother, woof, good luck there.
And, see, I'm saying if there was a time for Dallas to emerge – I mean, Tom Brady's gone. Aaron Rodgers is gone from the NFC.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts, they lost their two coordinators, offense, defense. I mean, they're still going to be good, but I'm just saying he's younger. He's not, like, as good as he is, and he's getting better and probably will be better this year. But he has, you know, he's not one of those Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes throwers of the football. So he's a lot like Dak, but probably better, you know. San Francisco, as good as they are elsewhere, their quarterback situation is a tad odd.
If he's healthy, Brock Purdy healthy,
Brock did great. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, if you're Dak Prescott, I will say this, and I said it on TV today, first things first. If Dak Prescott is who he's supposed to be, at the very least, they should get to the NFC title game. If he's supposed to be that, because he's supposed to be able to outduel Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's going to happen. It seems like every year we went through this with Tony Romo. Remember?
Yep.
We went with it. This is the year. Every year, Jerry Jones was hell bent on Tony Romo taking them to the Super Bowl. It never happened. And so I'm feeling like this is something that it's repeating itself. That's what it feels like to me.
Well, I think Jerry creates a culture that's not conducive to winning big.
You're absolutely right, because it's about him and not the team.
Yep. I think he'd rather lose with being at the forefront like he is now than win with his mouth shut. All right, is the iCouple. Ephraim Salaam, excellent work,
man.
Outstanding job filling in for Rob Parker. We'll do it again.
Let's do it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!